Hey everyone, it's Rick, and welcome to the I'm Rick podcast. This is going to be a little take on the eBay Open 2018, and this is just my personal, I don't want to sound like a hater, this is my personal take on these kind of events. And I'm going to start out by saying, you know, someday in the future, I'm actually looking forward to attending these events like the eBay Open or meetups or whatever. But, you know, at the moment, I'm so focused and in my thing that I just really don't think that spending time or money going to these kind of events is where I am at. It may be right for you. And it seems that it's really good for influencers or people that are a little bit more well-known that are out there to really network, because they're making money outside of eBay or Amazon or whatever Poshmark platforms, whatever. So that makes a lot of sense. But people that are just starting out or are new or have a garage basement full of stuff that they're not listing, but yet they're going to all these events, just doesn't really make sense to me personally. And that's where I'm at. I have storage units full of stuff. So who am I to be, you know, sipping drinks at an event? You know, I worked at night. I wasted a lot of years sipping drinks at events, and that really got me nowhere. What finally got me going is when I was actually putting in the work and listing and buying and selling and using all these platforms to make money, not to really network. Now, I love the community. I absolutely adore it. I mean, there is some amazing people here, and I'm learning from everybody. And again, hopefully you're learning something from me. But, you know, attending an event like the eBay Open is just really is hard for me to understand, because it's pretty simple. And all the info you need is out there on YouTube and, you know, on Instagram, in Facebook groups. I mean, everything you need is there. So the only problem I have is, like, people like to watch either too many videos or attend too many events and think about it instead of actually doing it. And if they just kind of reverse that and put all that effort into staying quiet maybe for a little while and actually doing the work and then seeing the results, and then you could start networking and getting to know other, you know, influencers, or if you're interested in being an influencer, you know, then you actually have some credibility, you have something to give. But if you're just starting out, I would really stay pretty quiet. I mean, you know, be social, ask questions so you can learn and maximize your time and effort, your money, and learn how to, what to sell, how to sell, where to sell. But, you know, hanging out with eBay executives is meaningless. I mean, they're the ones making the real money, right? We're really, like, you know, and when you're showing up to a place like Vegas, you're just making that building more money. You're just making eBay more money. And let's be really honest, eBay does not treat its sellers very well. I mean, there's just no doubt about that. You know, I love eBay. And I'm going to sound flip-floppy here, because I sound maybe like I'm hating, but I love eBay. And I actually, if you look at my store, it's pathetic, because I'm really all in on selling to dealers. I have such a good network of local dealers in my area that that's really where I'm making my bulk profit, is just selling directly to them and then let them sell it on eBay or Amazon, whatever they're doing. You know, it's there's many different ways to look at this, but, you know, attending an event like that, it's just not very productive for you. You need to buy, and again, it's very simple here, right? There's very little mystery. This is the problem, though. Humans like to complicate things. You overthink, you overanalyze, right? So you're pondering and you're, should I do this? Should I do this? Money solves all of that. So as long as you're buying and then you're listing and you're selling, you're growing. So if you buy something and it doesn't sell, you're going to learn from that mistake, and then you're going to so the whole point is just keep going as hard and as fast as you could, and these are all learning lessons that you're going to learn personally, not from going to a event. You know, you have to kind of fail and learn. So buying, listing, shipping, you get your money, right? So the more buying you do, the more listing you do, the more money you'll make. I mean, it's just really so simple. So, you know, when people ask me questions, oh, you know, how do I do this? How do I do that? And I'm all about helping people. I mean, you're more than welcome. Add me on Instagram. I'm Rick Relentless. Ask me anything. Even if you're at the thrift store, send me a picture. Should I buy this? Shouldn't I buy this? I am here to help. But just don't overthink. Make some mistakes. And don't follow the herd. When you follow the herd, you step in shit. So just because, you know, 80% of people are selling clothing on Instagram, doesn't mean you have to go that way. It's endless, the stuff. You know, obviously it helps if you like the thing you want to you're selling. Because it just, you know, I sell books on Amazon. It really has nothing to do with what I really do. Because, you know, I own the estate sale business. I deal with a lot of mid-century modern furniture, but there's something about books I enjoy. Like, even listing it to me is like, it's a peaceful process. For some reason, I enjoy books. And I also love that I send it out to Amazon and they do all the work for me, right? So I'm FBAing everything, and then I get paid every couple weeks. So I love that whole process. So you need to, it would work well if you did find something you like. So if clothing is it, then do that. But you know, don't think small. You have to really expand your thinking and diversify in reselling, because there's so many. And we're really, and the reason I'm really talking about this is I could imagine you as a only bookseller, only clothing seller, walking into an estate sale and passing up that mid-century piece of furniture that's going to sell for $2,000 that you could buy for $200 on your way to the closet to look for clothing. So you have to think about that. Your time is valuable. Your money's valuable. You're making the effort, especially if you want to go full-time. You need to really, really, you could, this is why consuming content on YouTube or podcasts or this, that, while you're working. So, you know, you can't be at a eBay open event and list, right? So you're losing money instead of being productive and making money. But you could watch a YouTube video or listen to a podcast while you're listening. So the whole point is here, stay as busy as you could to maximize your time, and fail a little bit and score a little bit, you know. And things happen for you for a reason. So you just may stumble upon something amazing that you didn't even think to pick up, but your inner intuition said, you know what, I'm going to take a chance on this. Even if you can't look up the comps, maybe you have no service, you have to use your inner intuition, and this intuition will grow as a reseller once you get going in this business. And once you start learning and seeing and studying, things will start happening. You'll see. It's a weird thing that happens where, you know, I could walk into a garage sale and it speeds up your time, because it'll take me a minute to scan through an entire garage sale, or maybe 5-10 minutes to run through a estate sale. And I keep saying garage sale, estate sale, because I hardly ever go to thrift stores. I mean, this has been, it's an interesting thing that's happening for me. This has been probably the least that I've been to thrift stores the last few months, and it's probably been my most profitable year for sure, but months in a while. And I just shifted things. Well, I always knew. Look, things are very simple. Where is the source of the stuff that gets to Goodwill? It is at the homeowner's home, apartment, right? So before it gets to Goodwill, it started somewhere. Somebody is getting it boxed up, getting it ready to donate. So, and then who knows in the process how much stuff is gone. You notice you just really don't find good stuff at the Goodwill. I mean, yeah, clothing is going to, it's just, when there's an abundance of something, they cannot possibly, you know, look through every piece of clothing, right? Or so clothing is going to slip through the cracks. And again, let's not get into the bins because I've never been to a bin. We don't have that here where I am. And, you know, I know people are doing really well there. That's all great. But, you know, when's the last time you found an amazing piece of mid-century modern furniture or an antique or some, or just, I just don't find the kind of stuff I find in homes. So what I'm saying is get to the source. So the last few months, I haven't even, you know, maybe I've stopped in a thrift store, but when I go in there, it's like more deflating, more disappointing every time I'm going. I'm like, what the F am I even doing here? I go to somebody's house, they call me and say, hey, I'm selling all this stuff. My mom got put into a home. We're selling the home. We're selling the house. There's a bunch of stuff. Are you interested in anything? Or a lot of times, you know, I have different connections, obviously, because I'm in a estate sale business. So I do get a lot of calls for, hey, we're interested in just selling the contents. We don't want to have a sale. We don't want the public running through the house. Or I'll go to a home and they want to have an estate sale, but there's just not enough. So then I'll offer the option of buying. So, you know, I definitely have the in more. So I guess I could say I'm a little bit spoiled that way. But there's no reason why you can't do that as well. So, you know, again, don't get caught up in the in the fanciness of the thing and the, I see it. I see like people are just kind of getting like caught up in the Instagram. Like you're too busy scanning through and, you know, you're not that person. You're not living their life. You need to do what's going to build you. So step back from that and grow yourself and then you'll get there. If that's where you want to be, you want to be an influencer, you want to be known for a Poshmark seller, whatever you want to do, you'll get there. But you need to do the grind, the dirt work. You need to do the dirt work to get there. And I've grown up in this business, and as much as I know and everything, I'm just staying dirty because I'm just not there yet. I just don't feel like I don't feel like it's right for me to preach or act a certain way or do something yet because I'm not there. So I'm just focusing in. I'm still in that grind, and I'll always be in that grind mode, but I'm just all in it. So I don't have time to even look up to see that there even was a eBay open. I didn't even know that actually until I started seeing people post it on Instagram. So like I'm just not in that yet. I'm just not there. And I'm okay with that. And maybe I'll be there one day. And maybe you'll be there. But keep it simple. Keep busy. Don't overthink. You know, overthinking is probably the number one mistake people do. Because what happens is that we're just negative. You just have to understand the human mind is fearful. It's meant to protect you. So anything that takes you out of your safety zone or your comfort zone, you're going to step back. So anytime you get an idea, you almost instantly start thinking of, okay, what if that doesn't work? What if this doesn't work, this, that? And then you start getting yourself all screwed up and then you just don't go anywhere. So you're not moving forward. You're just standing still. So this is why the speed factor is so important. So this way you don't give yourself too much time to think. So get an idea, go with your gut, it has to be right. Check in with yourself, is this right for me? Okay, go and do. So if you're gonna maybe take that chance and you have an opportunity to buy the contents of a home and you don't even know the stuff, you only been selling records, that's all you know is records, but you're like, wow, I have the chance to buy the contents of a home. I could get a U-Haul truck, load this whole house up, put it in a storage unit, and slowly learn my way to success, right? So stop stopping yourself from growing, because this is what it's all about, is growth. And it's not about the destination. It's not about the money. It's not, everything will show up. All the money, everything you need in life, everything you think you want and need will show up anyway. It's just a part of it. but making it happen is where all the magic is. So, hope everyone's well. If you were at the eBay Open 2018, I hope you had an amazing time. Looks like everybody had a great time, and I get it. And some, maybe it's like a little vacation for people. You know, they want to meet the people that they see on Instagram, this, that. So would I. I mean, it's cool. Just me personally, I'm just not there. I just can't. I just can't sit at the pool and enjoy a drink. I'm just too in it. And that's where you need to get. You just need to be in it. And you'll get there. You don't worry. The pool and the drinks, everything will be there. Everything will be there when you're ready. So have a great day. Follow me on Instagram. I'm Rick Relentless. I also have a Facebook group. I'm Rick Relentless Resellers Group. You could just search that in Facebook. And then on YouTube, I'm Rick. Subscribe on YouTube. And hope everyone's well. Love you all. And we'll talk soon.
The podcast you just heard was published with Anchor. Got something you want to say to the creator of this show? Send them a voice message using the Anchor app, free for iOS and Android.